Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market close for December 10th, 2024. So mortgage rates ticked up a little bit today. I told you that was going to happen. We knew that coming into the market or coming into the day based on the MBS market. So now what's the projections of where rates are going to go from here? Well, this week we have the CPI number coming out and the PPI number coming out. That's inflationary numbers. So that's what we want to take a look at right now. So last year, right about this time, December 14th, 2023, the markets basically declared victory over inflation. Look, markets are declaring victory over inflation for Powell, and that has some economists a little bit worried. So let's see where inflation's gone since this report. It hasn't gone down as much as a lot of people think, and it's being a little bit stickier than expected. So a lot of rate cuts in 2025 are taken off the table because of this and many other items. So let's get over to it. Right here, here's what the economy looks like right now. So the reason why I'm showing you this is because we're going to go over some of these numbers here in a second. First thing over there in the corner, you have the federal funds rate. Currently, it's 4.5 to 4.75. I'll explain that in a little bit. That's the number one, or that's the only interest rate, really, the Federal Reserve controls directly. Okay, so that's what they keep saying they might cut. The next in line is the PCE. The PCE is the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. On our side, we usually look at the CPI and the PPI. It comes out and it's more relevant to consumers and a lot of people, but the Fed watches the PCE. So we're going to watch that. But if you go down through here, remember last December when they declared victory? Let's see where the PCE was. December of 2023, PCE was at 2.7. Now it's at 2.3. It went down to 2.1 and then up to 2 and then up to 3. So it's ticking its ugly head up again. So is victory over there? I don't think so. Unemployment rate staying sticky right now, which is good news. As long as we're right about 4%, that's not a huge blip in the market there. And we still have GDP right over my head at 2.8, which is good right through there. So let's look at the economic calendar that we've had so far. This is what we got today. I want to go over it with you briefly. The one piece of the puzzle here that kind of stands out a little bit on the positive side is we have unit labor costs in Q3. That reading came in at 0.4, is expected to go up all the way to 1.9, almost 2%. It came in at 0.8. So that's saying wages or labor costs are staying a little bit in line or in sticky there. The three-year Treasury auction came out. Last time they had to get a yield of 4.152 to sell all those notes. Actually, they were able to drive down the yield a little bit on this to 4.11. So that's telling us rates are easing a little bit in the bond market throughout there. So tomorrow we have Wednesday, we have the CPI number. We have YOY, that's year over year on the core. And then we have CPI. Let me explain these to you real quickly. So you have core CPI, there's going to be YOY, and then core CPI MOM. What that means is core inflation year over year. And then this one is month over month. Okay, what is core CPI? Versus just CPI. Well, core CPI strips out food and energy. You know how I always complain about gas prices? You know, on my way to work today, there were $2.89. In Chicago, that's fantastic. But I can assure you, maybe by Saturday, they may be back at $3.25. Don't know why oil prices are staying steady, but that's what happens. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So that's why they exclude those, because of the volatility. And then we come into Thursday, those numbers are coming, the PPI numbers coming in. So that's producer inflation. So let's get over to the markets right now. Rick Santelli is going to give us a little bit of his rant on inflation, interest rates, and so forth. And then when he's done, I'm going to show you how the CME FedWatch tool is reacting. Are rates going to go up, down, or what's the Federal Reserve going to do? So let's get over to Rick, see what he has to say about yields prior before the CPI number coming out tomorrow morning, folks. So the CPI, the consumer inflation number, is coming out tomorrow morning before the markets open. So if you're looking to lock in a rate today, might not be a bad idea. I think the market's already kind of priced in a lot of this. If we go back to the MBS market over the last 2 to 3 days, let's look at a five-day chart. You're seeing it right through here. So when this line goes up, so what you're seeing on your screen right now is a mortgage bond. The yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So we take the yield on this bond, we add LLPAs. I have an FHA video explaining that. I'll try to put that right up through here, how LLPAs are now removed on government loans with lower credit scores. So check that out. But we have this yield on the bond plus what we call LLPAs plus the bank's profit margin equals your mortgage rate. Okay, so what you have to understand about this chart over here is in bonds, what you're seeing up there at the top, the 99.99, That's what's happening to the price of the bond, not the yield. Okay, so how this works, let's do a two-day chart. See how it's coming down? When these prices, the price of a bond goes down like you're seeing here, rates are going up. Look at this gap that was created yesterday right through here. So this is between where we closed yesterday and where we opened today. So again, when this goes down, rates are going up. So that's why we saw that rate increase today. But as the market progressed throughout the day, the bond price kept going up. And every one of these little cells that you see today, see where it says better, is banks actually coming out saying, okay, we're actually giving you better rates now because the bond market's reacting accordingly. So this is how mortgage rates do. They do change even throughout the day. So without further ado, let's get over to Rick Santelli to make sense of this. Then we come back. I'm going to put this all in basically layman's terms so you guys can figure out what the heck he's saying. So let's get over to it. Ricky?
Now to the bond market, which is anticipating tomorrow's CPI data. Let's get to Rick Santelli in Chicago talking to the traders. Rick.
Yes, John. You know, tomorrow is going to be a super important day. We all know that PPI follows, but nothing is quite important on the inflationary front outside of the PCE numbers embedded in the personal income and spending, the Fed's favorite. Next in line, of course, is CPI. And the issue with CPI is that after the last Friday jobs report, it wasn't that bad. So the deterioration in the labor market is a slow one. And the deterioration in sticky inflation is even slower. Just consider what we've done over the last couple and a half months. If you look at the year-over-year CPI, our last look was 2.6. If you look at core, it was 3.3. You see those two charts? Do either of those charts look like it wants to get down to 2% anytime soon? No. And that therein lies the rub. Because even though we've made great progress with regard to inflation, the real issue is that certain elements may remain sticky and start to move higher. That puts the Fed in a real quandary because rates probably are a little bit too high, but how much lower they can go without having to potentially have a hiccup down the road, that's the real issue. John, back to you.
All right. Rick Santelli, thank you.
So that's his report. It was pretty quick, short and sweet, but he's telling you there's a huge importance tomorrow on the CPI, but it doesn't look like it's coming down anytime soon. It's basically just stagnant right there. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do? So let's take a quick look at these things. The CME FedWatch tool is telling us they're going to cut rates. They're going to cut 0.25% at the next week's meeting. So I'll be live showing you guys how that takes effect. It's already built in. So if the Federal Reserve came in and said, no, we're not going to cut rates, the markets would go kind of crazy. So but you guys have to learn, just because the Federal Reserve is cutting rates, you have to pay attention to all the other stuff. So it's really, I won't say irrelevant if the Federal Reserve cuts the rates this time or next time or whatever. It's the trend that's taking place. And also what the inflation numbers look like, as well as the jobs reports. That's why I go over that information every day with you guys, so you get a tune on what's going on in the markets. So my expectations tomorrow is the CPI number might be just a little hotter than expected, but the market, I think, might have that already priced in, unless it's just kind of completely out of the ordinary. So let's get over to see what they're telling us is going to happen tomorrow. So we'll go to our report right through here. And this is saying right through here, month over month core CPI. Last reading was 0.3. They're expecting it to come in at 0.3. Headline CPI over November, month over month, from 0.2 to 0.3. I'm expecting that as well. I'm expecting a little bit of a heated environment over the last month. And then you have year over year CPI. Last reading was 2.6. They're expecting it to come in at 2.7. I'd be on their chart. I'd be on their bandwagon there too. And the year over year, I'm going to say, is sticky right through there. That's the core. It takes out food and energy. Housing expenses are coming down. The Fed keeps telling us. They're saying housing expenditures, the way we calculate those in our inflation gauges, are actually coming down. So that they keep saying that, and we know they're coming down, but when is it going to start to represent in the numbers that they review? So that's what we're pondering right now. So what my expectations are is I expect them to cut. I really don't expect much to happen with mortgage rates because mortgage rates are tied to, like I said previously, the MBS market, which is a mortgage bond rate through here that you're seeing. And the reason for why I'm saying it's not going to be a huge reaction is this is a bond that trades on Wall Street. So is Treasury bonds that the government uses to fund the government. So do corporate bonds. So there's a lot of bonds in the market right now, and people or investors are requiring requiring higher yields before they are taking on additional risk. And mortgage bonds are more risky than treasuries. So I'm expecting the MBS market to move a little bit tomorrow. I'm expecting mortgage rates maybe to pop just a tad, maybe to 6.8. I don't think there's going to be any huge run up or run down in the numbers tomorrow as long as they came in. There's no shock and awe in the numbers that come in tomorrow. So right now we're seeing the equity markets just putting in a position right now for that data tomorrow. We got the Dow Jones down 100, S&P down 17, NASDAQ down 49, Russell 2000 down really nothing, and the VIX is actually down as well. So the markets are basically steady right now, just waiting, taking a breath, and waiting for that inflationary numbers to come in tomorrow. So let's go over to cryptocurrency. It's back up, but we were at 100,000 yesterday, so it gave back quite a bit there. Let's go to oil. Oil prices are steady, down just a little bit. We want this under $70 a barrel. That helps the inflationary numbers that we see because oil is basically in everything we do. It's in the tractors, the trailers, the trucks that move everything. Everything basically we do is it uses oil, fortunately or unfortunately. So when we track oil, that's the reason why we track it, is to see how that's affecting inflation numbers there. So that's my report for today, folks. I won't be in tomorrow. I'm actually heading down to Florida for a couple of days. I will be doing a report on tomorrow evening. I'm going to try to have my live event so you guys can ask me questions. I might be down at the beach and with a couple cocktails, but that's what I might be doing tomorrow. So check out my website if you would. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states. Yes, all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. So if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe buy your first investment property, we have a lot of people looking to refinance right now. Pull out some money to either buy another property, pay off a lot of bills, do home improvements. So if you're looking for any of that, or investor loans, we dominate in investor loans. If you need a DSCR, bank statement loan, anything like that, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. So you can reach us or find us at therateupdate.com. Here's our website. Cleaning it up a little bit along the top. We're not getting rid of anything. We're just trying to clean it up a little bit. So if you want to put in your application, you can just click the apply now button right through here. But what I strongly have people ask or ask people to do, schedule a consultation with us. It's not a hard sale. We want to know your story. Okay, we want to know what you're facing right now, and we can help you, partner with you to get you from right now, pre-application stage, to down the road with the keys in your pocket. So that's my report for today. If you'd rather give us a call than schedule anywhere on there, you can do that just by scrolling to the bottom of our website, and there's our 800 number as well as my email address. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you back here tomorrow night, hopefully live, to answer any questions that you have. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Be safe. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.